What's up, fam? This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report. Going to turn your attention to back to the NFL. I actually covered the Super Bowl in a past podcast. Check those out in our archives for Black Talk Radio news. But I'm going to turn your attention again to the NFL because I think this story is not getting enough attention. In the picture there, you see Michael Orr. This is a picture that was taken outside of the Panthers facilities or in the facilities or on their practice field of Michael Orr sometime last year during the season while he is suffering from a concussion. He suffered a concussion in the fourth game, I believe, of the season, which probably would have been sometime in September of 2016. Here it is, February 2017, and this man is still in a concussion protocol. Now, you all may have heard of Michael Orr or know that he is the subject or the main character, the black young male who was once homeless in this picture called the, or this movie called The Blind Side, which is supposed to be based on his life and how he was taken in by a white family, got a scholarship playing football, and made it to the NFL. And sort of like a rags to riches type story. So you may know him about by that. So that kind of puts into context this tweet that he shared lately. Counted out every year of my life, but still beat the odds. So here we are in February. This man is still trying to play in the NFL. Now, this is not to disparage Michael Orr in any kind of way. I don't know him personally, but it just seems to me, I don't even know if he's capable of making the best decision for his long-term health. CTE is no joke. The movie about the African doctor that proved the long-term damage of concussions, which you are more likely to get in an NFL, such a violent sport, but you can get it playing other sports as well. You can become affected by this. And he just, I don't know if he's capable I'm making the decision that, look, I played X amount of years, I've made X amount of millions of dollars, and I want to be able to enjoy that after this game and I hang up my cleats. I think it's about that time, Mr. Orr, to hang up those cleats. We don't want to see you or read about you committing suicide, shooting yourself in the chest to leave your brain to be studied for further CTE research. I think the science is in. There is enough evidence to prove that this is a very real thing. It'll be interesting to see if you can find a doctor in the NFL to actually clear him from this concussion protocol. I don't know how long the NFL concussion protocol has been around, but this has got to be a record. This has got to be the record amount of time a player has spent in an NFL concussion protocol. So who's going to be that doctor that clears him to play again, thus putting his long-term health in jeopardy? Possibly. I'm by no means a medical expert, but it's just unusual to hear about somebody suffering from a concussion months later. What, 6 months maybe later? Wow, come on. And the NFL, I don't expect them to do the right thing because we know from player lawsuits about them not caring about their long-term health because doctors were prescribing, well, not even prescribing them, giving them painkillers that required prescriptions, but they didn't write any and just got these guys addicted. It led to addiction problems, obviously, and long-term health damage from those drugs. And there was a DEA investigation, but of course we knew it was going to go nowhere. You can't indict the NFL for running or NFL franchises for running, let's just call it a drug trafficking. And so but I'm very concerned about this young man, and he's still relatively young. I believe he might be in his late 20s or maybe approaching 30, or if he's not in his early 30s, but he still has a whole life ahead of him. So I don't know who's around him, who's advising him, if anybody has actually bluntly told him, it's time to hang it up, bro. You've been in concussion protocol. You've had concussions in the past, and we're concerned about you. We don't want to be burying you in 5 years because you kill yourself from this unbearable pain that some of the other players have killed themselves over. All right, so if you have any comments, what do you think? Do you think should the NFL force players under medical reasons to retire, just like they can cut you, kick you out the military or discharge you from the military under a medical? Should the NFL have something like that where players are not really being objective and, you know, they just acting on emotion and heart? And but this is very serious. So if y'all have any questions or comments that you would like to leave, make sure that you leave those below. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook, Black Talk Radio Network, Twitter at Black Talk Radio, and of course, visit our network home, blacktalkradionetwork.com. This is Scotty. I'm out.